Beis Tefillah, the beginning of Elul, Tavshin Ein Vav, Parashas Shofti. This week we'll start off discussing what is Elul. Rabbi Saul Salanta, in his famous work for Yisrael, in Igeres Yudalet, he writes, Milfanim Kashe Yodati, I know where it was. Kol Ish Achazoi Palotus Mikol Hakoire Elu. The Shabbos Mevorchim, that precedes Elu, when the Shatz would announce Elul is coming, people would be seized with palotzos. What is palotzos? It's an extreme seizure of fear, of pachad, is palotzos. And Bochrim and Yeshiva, they ask each other, "Nu, how's the palotzos? How's it going? Why are you holding your palotzos?" Hello, Yoy Madin, Pachat Chodim. The Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Tzel Abelazer, would say, we could see on Rabbi Yisrael's face how many days are left to Rosh Hashanah. Day by day, you could see the pachat of Yom Hadin growing and expanding and intensifying. Ask of Israel, and what happens today? Why is it today people are quite relaxed, serene? I see by the kofiks, there's always huge crowds pushing to get there. I haven't managed to get near because there's so many people there. Something very exciting over there in Kofix. Doesn't sound like they're into Elul. So why is it today we don't have that pachad Yom Hadin, Chaim HaMoves? Says Rabbi Yisrael. You give various explanations. We don't have role models. But the main reason, he says, it's the ruach hatuma she'shoyre al ha'odom al yedei achet. The sins we do reside on us, ruach hatuma, and that tuma makes us desensitized, and we don't feel the pachad and the ima of Yom Hadin. The Briskerov would say that when I remember that Yom Hadin is coming, Ein li hano mishum davar. Nothing gives me pleasure. There's no taste. Can you imagine a person who's waiting for his trial? He's on trial to be executed, perhaps, and given some cake. He has no taste. There's no taste to all these little things. What he's thinking about is will he be tried? Will he be executed or not? Will he be convicted or freed? That's the way he feels. Nothing has any taste. Nothing has any meaning to him. Says Biskarov, when I think about Yom Hadin, ain't he ben anosha klum. So we see, Elul is a time of pachad. I found this here, notes I have from Elul Tovshin Nun Gimel. Well, it must have been in Kol Torah. I would go and hear, listen to Rav Volbi on Motzei Shabbos. He would walk from Givah Shaul, walk to Kol Torah, And so, see, we talked about Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin is not there as a punishment. The whole purpose of Midas Hadin is to waken us up that we should do tshuva and not need the din. Midas Hadin has a purpose to it. Not there as a punishment per se, you deserve something. The purpose is, wake up, do tshuva, and you won't need Midas Hadin. He recited that he met a Jew who worked for two years. He worked in the gas chambers. One of the inmates was present at the gas chambers, and this Yid recited to him, told Rav Volbi, you should know that whole trainloads of people would come in to be killed, to be gassed. Yidden who were very far away from Yiddishkeit, the whole life they were far off, they were secular. Every time they got gassed, they would all be screaming, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They would die with Shema Yisrael on their lips. Said Rav Volbi, look at this. A person whose whole life does all the Averus HaBoilam, and he says Shema Yisrael as he's dying, he's a Baal Tshuva. He's recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the last moment of the life, the din gave him life. The fact that it happened to them, there was zeicha to chayim, because there was zeicha to that recognition of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad at the very last second of their life. And at that shmooze, he said, on the way here, I was analyzing myself, what could I fix? And all of a sudden, I noticed the point that needs to be fixed. And I'm bewildered, never noticed this till now. So he was, Rav Volbi, on the way to the shmooze, he was still analyzing himself. Obviously, he didn't share with us what it was, but the Dargosai, there's something that he was able to be aware of. So fine. So it sounds like Elul is a very intense time. It's not a pachad. What's the purpose of this pachad? Get us down. What's the purpose of a pachad? Stop. Give us a bad feeling. Watch a horror movie.
What's the pachad?
I heard a beautiful Hagdara. The purpose of the Pachat is to make us focused. It's just to bring us home, Rabbi Sai. There's a din. So be focused and try and use the moment. It's not the Pachat, it's time to be afraid. There's no purpose in that. It's to be afraid and therefore to utilize what we have. In the Sefer Leket Yosher of the Talmidim of the Trumas Hadeshen from the Rishonim, he says from Rosh Chodesh Elul a person has to, b'zrizus, has to start doing tshuva. Why? What's special about Elul? Because it's 30 days before Yom Adin, and Zman Beis Din is Lamed Yom. Gemara says in Brav Metzir Kof Kuf Yud Ches, Zman Beis Din is 30 days. Rav Baron Kotler in Mishnah Sabaron Chelek Beis says Rosh Chodesh Elul is the day we receive an invitation to the din, a summons to court. A person gets an invitation, gets a date. Here you are, you're being called in. What does he do? Immediately goes to his lawyer, sits with him. What am I being accused of? What have I done wrong? What can I do? How can I fix this up? What can I claim? Rosh Chodesh Elul is, which is Yavid Yoim, which is Man based in Shleishim Yoim, is the Azmona. Is the, we get the summons, got to appear in court in 30 days' time. So we've learned the Elul. is a time of pachas, of palotzus. But let's hear some more about Elul. The Chaya Odom in Klal Kruf Lamed Ches tells us that Hashem, out of great love for Am Yisrael, commands us to do tshuva at any time. Whenever we sin, there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. But even though tshuva can be done at any time, b'chodesh elu hu ha'muvchar u'muchan yoser, chodesh elu is much better. Shemekubal tshuvasai mishari mois hashanu. Tshuva that's done during the month of Elul is a better quality tshuva. It will be more readily accepted than the rest of the year. Why is that the case? Vishayomim Elul yimei rotzayin me'eshen yifhanu la'am. From the beginning of the history of the Jewish people, Elul has been the days of yimei rotzayin, where there's a good willingness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tshuva we do in Elul will be more readily accepted than the tshuva we do the rest of the year. And what is based on? It's based on what Rashi brings down in Parashat Ki Tisa in Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, and Rashi repeats this again in Parashat Ekev Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Ches. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when the first time he brought down the Luchos, he went up to Shemayim for 40 days and he came down and they done the Chet Egel and he smashed the Luchos. He went up again to plead for the Jewish people 40 days, they shouldn't be wiped out. He came down on Chof Tes Av, and then Hashem told him, Psalacha, you know what, make a new set, let's have a new set of Luchos. And he went up to Shemayim his third time. What day was that? Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul, he went up to Shemayim the third time for 40 days. And what date is that? And he comes down when? Yom Kippur. And Hashem said, Sorachti Kidvarecha. And so therefore, since these are days we made Ratzayin, where we made up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a good willingness. It's Ratzayin, Shamayim, to make up for all that's been done. Come back to where we were from before the Chet. As because Shana Vashana, says the Chai Odom, Mis'ore Oida Rachamim Lamala Vemei Ratzayin. The Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was then comes back every year. Shimei Elu Yimei Rachamim. In the Sefer Ponim Yafais, to the Bala floor, he brings from the Arizal. Ah, this is good. It's good, Arizal. Spooky stuff. Uman. You don't have to go to Uman. You can learn the pun in your face. It says, Yimei Elul, Yimei Reim, Yimei Ratzayin. Because HaChodesh Hazeh Mechapel Kol Hashana. The power of Elul has the ability to memchapa for the whole year. Veromzu lezeh b'mishnah. It says this is hinted to the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Ksubos, Perakei Mishnah Beis. It says over there, Noislim repsulo shnemasor chodesh. When a psulo gets engaged, we give her 12 months to get herself prepared. To prepare herself for the wedding. Says the Arizal, the Ponim Yofa, is not sure. Here it's Marumas, the Edel's Mechapa for the whole year. What's the Remez? Neisim Nepsulo Shnemasor Chodesh. What's the Remez? What?
The zodiac of Elul.
Oh, the zodiac of Elul is Psula. And says the Mishnah, Noislin Psula Shnemasor Chodesh. Because the power of Elul is the Memechape for the whole 12 months. As they zogt, the Ponim Yafos in the Sefer HaTorah. So it's a koach, we have to know, these are Yomim of Rotzen. In Tshuva Asnoida B'Yehuda, Simon Lamed Beis, Madura Kama, he was asked whether an Ovel can be a Shat, can be the Chazan during the month of Elul. Because we know that days an Ovel cannot be the Shat. As it says in the Ramah Yorodes, Shinayin Vav Sivdalad, it says an Ovel does not daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Shach over there brings an Ovel, doesn't daven b'yomim noiroim. Don't take an Ovel to be the Shat. So it was asked, Elul me'adin, maybe the Shat should not be an Ovel, like b'yomim noiroim. Says the Noidi Yud of the following, Ma inyan yemei din yemei Elul. What's the connection? There's no connection b'chlal. Yemei din, yemei Elul. Elul's not yemei din. Adarabba, yemei rachamim v'ratzayin. Hey. Because these are when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Tahar. Rosh Hashanah is when din starts. We say a melech hakodosh. But Elul's not yemei din, it's yemei rachamim. What's the raya? It brings the raya. Because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Beis says over there that Beis Din are not mashbia someone. They don't make a person make an oath during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. If Reuben suing Shimon for money, Shimon was a moed of mikzas, he has to make a shavua, he has to make an oath. So Beis Din don't allow him to make the oath in Aseret Yemei Teshuva. What's the reason? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's the Yemei Din. We don't have to more, we don't increase the din. Maybe the guy's going to make a shvuah sheker. We can't tolerate that. In Yemei Din, we have enough din, so we'll postpone the shvuah till after Yom Kippurim. We won't allow it to be done during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. No, says the Noidi Yehuda, look, only Aseret Yemei Teshuva. We have no problem with a person making a shvuah during Elul and Bayah. Therefore, Elul is not Yemei Din, it's Yemei Rachamim. Okay, it's very nice. So we learned the Elul is Yemei Rachamim. Gevaldik, Hashem gives Slicha Kapara. So maybe we can go to bed, sit on the couch with our legs lifted up, and it's going to happen. Hashem just rains rachamim on us. Maybe we can just sit back and do nothing, huh? It's Yemei rachamim, right? Hashem's giving. Chas v'sholem. The Tana de Belio brought down in the Chai Odom tells us what happened in those 40 days. What were Am Yisrael doing in the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai? Were they on vacation? Were they reading newspapers? What were they doing? Says the Tanit Elio, on those 40 days that Moshe went up to the Har, Gozru Yisrael Yoim Tzoim Yoim Tainis. Every single day they were fasting. And on the last day, on day 40, they fasted day and night. Normally speaking, they only fasted by day. They ate by night. On day 40, they even went to sleep fasting. Lan betanisai. And of course that is when? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we fast day and night. So you see, obviously, what's the point of fasting? Not for a diet. Tshuva! So you see clearly, it's not that you sit back and you get the rotzen. The rotzen's there, but it's only we do our tshuva, and the tshuva will be meskabel. In the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Aleph, Noyagim Lakum Ba'ashmeres Lo Imaslichus V'tachanunim. You ever go to early minyanim, the Sfaradi early minyanim, see the shul's packed out, makara, slihot. When did it start? Slichot? Mirosh Chodesh Elul Veilach at Yom Kippur. We just about do it for 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. We already feel tired. Feel whacked out. They do it from there. From Rosh Chodesh Elul. Okay? Makara, why? Why are they doing Slichot from Rosh Chodesh Elul? What's this based on? Meichi Tesi. Says the Mishnah Brura. Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Stif Aleph. Umasha no gum Rosh Chodesh to say Slichos. She'az olo meishel ba'asina. Yikapel aluchos ha'achroinos. Beis Rotsi. Because this is corresponding to the days when Moshe Rabbeinu went after the har. No, and what do? You sleep. Hey, you can go and daven. Very clear. The power of Elul, the Esrat sign, it's only if we do our Avodah. It's the Esrat sign that our Avodah we do will be in the Skabel. But not that you sit back and do nothing. Dirushu Hashem b'imotsoi. Karu b'yoyse karay. The Gemara says in Yevamos Memtes. Dirushu Hashem b'imotzai. When is that? When is Hashem to be found? Huh? Sorry? That's right. So it depends. For Tzibur, the whole year round. It's koch Tzibur, Hashem is there. For Yochid, an individual, only says the mitzvah. The Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. So Dirush Hashem b'motzai is as the Gemara says, only says the mitzvah. And so, what does it mean? Karu b'yosei karayv. Says the Parim Yafais. Karu b'yosei karayv is Elul. Dirush Hashem b'motzai. Is a sesame tshuva. But don't wait till then to start your tshuva. Karu b'yosei karayv. Already before that, when it's coming, when it's round the corner, already then karu. That's Elul, which is Labet Yoim, which is man based in. That's the karayv. Then you're ready to be karu from Elul on, from Elul. Because the shari rachamim on iftachi. In Mishnah Sabaron, Chelek Beis, page Yutes. He says, "V'niftochim shari rachamim, ve'efshal asik, you can achieve an elul bein betshuva, bein betoira va'avoida. All these amazing, important fronts, you can achieve b'ma'at omol with a small amount of toil." מה שצריך עומר רב בזמן אחר מצד סגולת הזמן. What we can achieve in Elul with a bit of toil would, during the other time, the other parts of the year, will take us a lot of toil and effort. Because the סגולת הזמן, the זמן has a koach that it's much easier. And as we say in the Yotzeh to Yom HaKippurim, הפוסח שער הרחמים ומאיר עיני המחכים לסליחותי. Hashem enlightens the eyes of the people who are waiting for a slicha. So the special siyata d'shmaya, it's actually easier to do the tshuva than is during the rest of the year. In the Sefer Leket Yosher, as we mentioned before, brings a revolutionary track to the word Elul. Elul, Mishnah Berurah brings, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. He says the following. On the Pasuk, in Parsha Shlach with the Meraglim, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, Vayasuru is Eretz Kanan. What does the word Vayasuru mean, says the Targum? Anyone know? Vayalalun. V'ya'alalun is the targum of Vayasuru, to spy out. So that's Elul, Loshen Vayalalun. Leket Yosef and the Rishonim. What does that mean? What's the connection between Elul and Vayalalun, to spy out? No? What's the purpose of a spy? Why do countries, all countries, take great effort to send spies to the enemies? What's the purpose? Spy doesn't do anything. What?
See where they're weak.
Oh, the information. To spy out, see the enemy's strong points, weak points. And then what do you do with that information? Okay, you have the information. Then what do you do with the information?
You know how to defend yourself.
So you formulate a plan. Based on the information, you make a strategy. Some battle tactics. How are you going to go about it? Since I know that here is strong, I'm not going to attack it from this side. I see this weak point, I'll attack it from the back, from the rear, where he's weak. You make a plan. Elul. Loshen ve'alulun. Elul, we're supposed to spy out. Who are neighbors? Who is supposed to spy out?
Ourselves.
Our neighbors' weak points. Ourselves. To spy out against our enemy. Who is our enemy? The Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is our biggest enemy. He's worse than anyone else. So we spy out and see and make a plan. Find out where are our strong points, where are our weak points, and make a plan how we're going to go about to conquer the enemy. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Chesam with base. Melech v'tzibur. We have people waiting to be judged. There's a tzibur, a congregation waiting to be judged. We have a king. Who goes in first? Says the Gemara, Melech nichnas tchilo ledin. Shneamar mishpat avdoi u'mishpat amoi. What's the reason? Why does the king go in first? Says the Gemara, Mikame deleifush charoin af. Before the anger would increase. And this is the way to understand it. You have a judge. He's a traffic judge. He deals with driving offenses. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, has his first trial. They caught someone doing drunk driving. The guy who had drunk alcohol, called by the police, couldn't walk straight, that's alcohol. Says the judge, what do you have to say? He says, you're right, I'm sorry, I've never done this before, I'll never do this again. The judge says, I'll tnai, what's the word?
Unconditional.
That's the word for it. What's the legal term for that? Anyway, fine. That's the case now. Number two, again a guy, a drunk driver. Again the guy says, I'm sorry. But as the day goes on, another drunk driver, another one. At the end of the day, you have case number 100, another drunk driver. The judge says, what's going on over here? Everyone's drunk! Takes away his license for life. Mikama de lefosh charoinaf, the more offenses being put on the table, more and more, the midas hadin increases. Malchusa da'arak and malchusa da'arakia. The same way things are set out in this world, likewise Hashem is in the world to come. The upper world is the same way. Midas hadin is a greater koach. Hashem has made up a sentence, even though He is the judge, but there's midas hadin, there's midas harachamim. Early on in the day, the midas hadin doesn't have so much power. But as the day increases, the more and more averas being put on the Klal Yisrael, more and more averas, midas hadin gets more and more effective. And therefore what? Says Rav Shach in Chtovim Ma'amorim, in his Hesped on the Stipler, that's where he said this. Logic tells us that if we have people in the queue, many people want to be judged, or in the line, whoever's there first, whoever came first, he goes in first. So made a says, so we all want to be earlier in the din. Remember, the earlier you are, the better. So who? What would be the deciding factor of who goes in first? Whoever prepares, whoever's preparing for the din, getting ready, that means he's taking a number, he's standing in line. Therefore, a person ready from Elul, he's already involved in the mishpat, getting prepared, he's getting ready for the mishpat, doing tshuva, adding schuyos, getting some more praklitim to testify for him, some more attorneys. Oh, that means you're waiting in line. Oh, so you're going first. A person who does nothing during the middle, and he comes in Rosh Hashanah. Oh, so now you're joining. Bakasha, go. You're last in line. He also said over from Haskell of what he heard from Haskell Levenstein in Kletsk. Haskell said, in Russia, the local rule is there's snow on the pavements. Who has to clear the snow? Every house is responsible to clear the snow in front of their house, on the pavement in front of their house. That's the local rule. Adayoim, I've heard in places that in the United States, perhaps I've heard, you also hear every house is responsible to clear the snow in front of their home. But people are people, and people are lazy, and they don't necessarily bother to do it, especially if it keeps on snowing. No, so what happens? So they send out their pakach, their inspector. The inspector goes out to see who's doing their job. Whoever doesn't, we find 1,000 rubles. Say, but people are still people, and people are still lazy. But one day, being told that an inspector is at the beginning of the road, he's walking up the street. What does everyone do? What's everyone doing? The inspector is on his way. Everyone runs down. What are they doing? They're shoveling. You can see that you haven't done it. You know, there's so much snow that you're not going to finish by the time he comes. He's coming in a few minutes. So what's the purpose of shoveling in snow?
Trick him?
You can't trick him. You see the snow's there. You see you haven't done it. Because you want to tell the inspector.
You're afraid of him?
Mr. Inspector, look, we're on the way. You see, I'm trying. I'm starting. I'm going. I'm moving ahead. You can go weiter. You don't have to stop by me. Go weiter. They're up the street. More people. Go and look for them. You don't have to stop by me. Said of Haskell. Oh, tshuva. Oh, Pashur, to do tshuva. Big avodah. At least start going, start moving the snow, start scraping off the sewage we have on ourselves, all the errors we've done. At least start going, show the inspector you it's happening, lat. So they should move on. And Mirza should not stop by us.
You have to be. You're fooling yourself.
I'm not fooling myself. We're starting to shovel the snow. We haven't completed the mission, but at least if he sees that we're on the way, then he won't be fined.
You know that he's there.
Okay, I know he's there, but he's there. I know the, but the mice, when the inspector sees you shoving the snow, likely to forgive you.
But then after he leaves, you left him.
Right, he comes back. So once you start, you finish. And if you stop and he comes back, you'll get fined. So one last point. Parsha Shoftim. Shoftim v'shoitrim titen lecho b'kol shorecho. Says the Baal HaTurim. Somach shoftim v'shoitrim laragolim. The end of last week's parsha, in Parsha's Re'ei, we were discussing the Yomim Tovim. And now we have Parsha Shoftim. It starts off with the shoftim and the shoitrim, with the judges and the policemen. What's the connection between judges and policemen to the previous psukim of the festivals? What's the connection? Says the Baal HaTurim, Kashoftim Azhirim Esa'am. The judges must warn the people not to sin during the regalim. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, Sakve Deshasa Rigla. Says Rashi, Ri'uah Shilimoisa Ashono. The worst time, the time most prone to Averas, is Yimei HaRegel. Is the days of the Regel. Why? Says Rashi, because they're groups of men and women who come and listen to the Drosha. Givaldi, there's a Drosha and Yom Tov, and the men and the women come, and says Rashi, V'noisnim V'noisnim Zemze. After the Drosha, you have debates and discussions between the men and the women. And then it comes to Avera. Mamash, 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 tzadikim. That's how Rashi puts it in. Rav Tosfos says a bit more refined way. They come to hear the Drosha and they look at each other. They catch each other's eye. He says, Tosfos, for this reason, we have a minhag of Bahab. After Pesach and after Sukkot, we have Bahab to atone for Averas, which are Yichud prone Averas of during the Mea Regel. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, one Sukkah daf nun aleph amud aleph, says a motzei yom tov rishon shel chag. Motzei yom tov rishon of chag, they went to the Ezos Noshim umetaknin shom tikkun gadol. They made an amazing tikkun. What did they do? Says the Gemara, they move the Noshim, Ezos Noshim lamalo and Noshim lamata, make a separation. And all this is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Chav Tes Siv Dalet. Now, what we're talking about? Chayovim Beis Din Lahamit Shaitrim Baragolim. Beis Din are obligated to set up Shaitrim, special policemen in the Regolim. What do these policemen do? What are they looking for? Shumashat Mashaitim Umachapsim. They hang around. These policemen walk around. Baginois uba paradesim, fara nahoris. They go in all these tiulim areas by the river banks. The paradesim. They make sure that lois kaptsu shom lechoil velishtois anoshim venoshim vevorat avira. They don't allow groups get together and eat together because they can't have avira. I'm talking about shulchan aruch. I didn't say any hidur right now. Shulchan aruch. Mefurish shulchan aruch. And likewise, they must instruct the people. Even in the homes, they have to be warned. Shouldn't get too hamish over there, because the taroivas of men and women could cause avera, and the people are very relaxed situation. Regal time, simcha time, could cause avera. And says the Mishnah Berurah, This is a chiyuv tomid. It's not just in the regel. It's in the regel. It's more common. But it's a chiyuv tomid lahazir velimchais. Whoever can warn and to protest against this. Rabbi Steiner Rabim says the Shaar Tzion nisparet tilkus ebes manenu beizem mekoymais. Gabi moisachoil. Ovin godu who men and women get together. Mishyesh bayod velimchais yovoy velimchais. Why did I wake up to this? Because I was joking with my friend. Said certain places where, when I grew up, I never saw women jogging. I never saw frimimim. I never saw such a thing. So, till I came to certain areas, and then that's to be seen. I said, you can go jogging in the certain areas. You can go jogging with your wife. He told me, jogging with your wife. You can jog with Eishes Chaviroi. You don't have to jog with your wife. You can jog with your friend's wife. And the Taka, there are places that you see men and women jogging together. Amish. It's the Hepech HaTorah. Because you're jogging, you do marathons together. Zusammen, nice group, friend's wife, get to know each other, Gewaldig. It's the Hepech HaTorah, it's the Hepech HaTorah. Shoeftim v'shoeftim titen ha'ocho sho'echo. Shehazivu sa'am, not to get together in Hamish a group together, and you're running, have missions. It's the Hepech HaTorah. Koyah, have a good Shabbos, and we have a good Elul to utilize. The Pachad should be just to make us be focused and to be appreciate the Meiratzin, tremendous Meiratzin we have right now. What we could do now, we can't do the whole year round. Special Siyata Dishmaya, of course, we have to do our part, we have to do our tshuva, and Hashem helps. That even kasha any yad tiva maseges, even where naturally they don't have the power, the special siyata shemaya, we should utilize the edul. Start pushing the, moving the snow, and mezad Hashem will have a wonderful year with a ksiva and a chasima toiva. Have a good Shabbos.